We've got this great lineup over here. I think I'm going to go with this guy who's wearing the kind of crazy shirt. He's bipolar, and by that I mean he grew up in the Southern Hemisphere, and he's moved himself up to Alaska, and he's gone back and come back and forth, and I think he's got some stories about roots to share with us. Please welcome Dr. Tim Thomas.
Thank you. Good evening. You know, when people ask me where I'm from, as James has just alluded to, I actually have a hard time sort of answering. It takes me a while to figure out what I should say. My dad was British. He's now a Kenyan citizen. My mother's a Hoosier from Indiana. They're both Quakers, and nobody knows what they are. And I was born in Kenya. So sometimes I say, well, I feel like a global citizen. Sometimes I say I'm an African American. That didn't work when I was trying to get to one of the medical schools. I think it was Hahnemann. I tried really hard, but didn't work. I have an anthropologist friend of mine who calls me a hybridized, dislocated identity, whatever that is. But unlike Obama, I do have a Kenyan birth certificate. And when you start thinking about your roots and you're born in Kenya, you can actually go a long way back. You can go actually a lot further than 4,000 years. I mean, it's credit to the Jews, but you can actually, if you're born in Kenya, you can go back 160,000 years, because that's the part of Africa where I came from. And you did too. We all originated. The scientific evidence tells us that this is the cradle of mankind. And various migrations have come from that part of Africa through to the Near East, Asia, Europe, and ultimately, here we are in Alaska. Well, when you start thinking about the scientific evidence, when I started thinking about the scientific evidence, or speaking thereof, I have an uncle who is a bit of an eccentric sort of David Attenborough-like biology teacher. And I lived with him for 5 years when I went to school in England, and he was a teacher at this boys' boarding school. And his most famous student, or perhaps infamous for some, is a guy called Richard Dawkins. I don't know if you've ever heard of Richard Dawkins. He's an evolutionary biologist, and is quite a prolific author, and he's upset the creationists quite a lot. Anyway, Dawkins was once asked, how did you get into, you know, biology and this field? And he had this story. He said, when I was at school, my biology teacher, and that was my uncle, came into the room and asked one of the boys, young man, what eats Hydra? Now, I don't know if you know what Hydra is. Hydra is a very, very small freshwater animal. And people study it for various reasons, but one of them is that it does not age. This is an animal that does not undergo senescence. Fascinating. Anyway, that boy didn't know, and so my uncle went to another boy. What eats Hydra? Guy was clueless. He went around the classroom. What eats Hydra? No. And you know, he's David Attenborough, like, what eats Hydra? Oh! And none of these boys knew. And they eventually turned around to him and said, sir, what eats Hydra? My uncle's like, I don't know. Let's call Mr. Coulson. And Mr. Coulson was the senior biologist in the department. Mr. Coulson, come in. Mr. Coulson, what eats Hydra? Mr. Coulson says, I don't know. And my uncle turned to the class and said, see, that's why we do science, because we don't know all the answers. Well, that was a bit of a digression anyway. So there I was, you know, thinking about my roots and sort of being out of Africa. And it reminded me of a road sign that I had seen. I don't know if anybody here has been to the Mara Game Park in Kenya. It's absolutely a beautiful place. Anyway, there's a road that I had driven several times getting to the Mara Game Park, and sort of nailed high up on this acacia tree was a sign that said, "Out of Africa campsite." Well, one time I was going to the park with some friends, and they were all staying at a fancy lodge, and I wanted to camp. So I sort of drove back up the road trying to find this Out of Africa campsite, and the sign had fallen off, but I saw this little trail that went off in the bushes. And I drove down this road and eventually bumped into a young Maasai man. And I asked him, you know, "Where's the campsite?" He says, "Oh, yeah, follow me, you're in the right place." And so he sort of led me off the track and out over the Mara Plains, absolutely beautiful spot. His family had congregated there. It was a Saturday, and they were all Seventh-day Adventists. Go figure that one out. But anyway, it was a Saturday, so they were not herding their cows today. They had slaughtered a goat, and they were feasting on this goat, and they invited me to join in. I was ushered next to the old man, and I sat there and was fed bits of roasted goat meat, and it was quite delicious. And the old man told me how, you know, some white people had come there with bunches of horses and caged animals and shot a movie. And I think ultimately that movie was Out of Africa. Of course, they had never seen it, but they had been part of the making of that movie. Anyway, he also asked me this question. He asked me, are there any other Seventh-day Adventists in the world? Seemingly, a missionary perhaps had come there and built a nice fancy church somewhere nearby, converted these people to being Seventh-day Adventists, but never told them that they were part of a bigger church around the world. Anyway, there was a young man who was stirring sitting at a separate fire, and I don't know if you know what a soufri is. Soufri is these aluminium round pots that are commonly used. I think you say aluminum here, right? But he was stirring. He had this aluminium pot over a fire, and he was stirring this sort of green pea soup, and looking sort of fluid. And he asked me if I wanted some, and I was like, well, I was a bit curious as to what it was. And he said, "Oh, there's bark in it. There's bits of goat bone, a bit of honey." And I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And after it sort of was ready, mugs of this green soup were handed around, and because I was the guest, I got this very large mug full, and I saw everybody else was drinking it, so I went to take a drink. And anybody here ever kept goats? Anyway, nobody? Anyway, it smelled just like goat shit. And actually, it turns out that it was. The Maasai make use of all the animal. So I at this point, it was very difficult. Everybody started drinking. I was not in a position to sort of get out. So I chugged my mug of what do we call that? Goat shit soup. And then sort of politely bid farewell and drove around the game park. I was burping a lot, and I would have to get out of the car. It was so bad, I would have to actually get out of the car. Anyway, I'm not sure you've learned much about my roots. You don't know what eats hydra. But I would caution you the next time you are invited to a Maasai picnic. Thank you very much.